Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
Hey guys, welcome back. Yay, it's a new year, 2021. We're so excited, and I have like this one thing I really want to talk about with Katie because I think she's gonna be like, I knew it, you fucking weirdo.
I'm nervous.
So basically, welcome to the Stance Next Door, where K-pop stands. We talk about comebacks and debuts and all this other shit. Okay. It's really, really great. So just come in. We just like to gossip about what's going on.
We had to take a long break because GOT7, so we had to mentally prepare.
Yeah, if any of you guys notice, like, I think maybe half of our titles have the GOT7 in them, because we talk about them pretty much every episode.
We're unofficially a GOT7 podcast.
Yeah, and today I'm actually going to mention them again, but that's later in the episode here. So, welcome. Take a seat. Let's get started. Katie, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So, when I say the name JYP, what do you
think? Oh God.
What do you think of? Also, for those who don't know, we mutually hate JYP with like every fiber of our being. Okay.
Yeah, we're also an unofficial hate JYP account. I just think he did something shitty and a poor artist got the shit out of the stick.
Okay, that's very, very fair.
Are we talking about the person or the company?
The person.
Oh, okay. Gross, disgusting, thinks he has talent, really doesn't. It's embarrassing. Like, secondhand embarrassment when you watch him perform. Like, I can't.
You remind me of the episode, the part of School of Rock when he's like, you're fat, you're ugly, I hate you. Just like saying all this.
Tacky. Yeah. He is tacky. JYP's tacky.
Yeah, he's really weird. Okay, so would you ever think that JYP, the artist, and R. Kelly, the artist, would have anything to do with each other? She's having a full meltdown right now.
Please tell me there is a song or a dance video, please.
Oh, no, Big, this is worse. So, we all know, if you guys don't know, R. Kelly's, like, shit that's happening with him, you know, with, like, being with underage women and or girls. They're not women. They're girls. And him knowing their age and him sleeping with them and peeing on them and doing all this
peeing shit. On them, yeah.
But apparently, JYP can be linked to bringing minors to R. Kelly at the time that Wonder Girls was trying to make it in America. Apparently, he would have meetings in which he would take the girls and they'd meet R. Kelly and a few other producers, and people are like, that's a real sketch. That's a real sketch, because there was a few underage members in Wonder Girls at the time. And it's kind of like, you hear the stories of like companies making their idols do like weird shit to debut and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So like, and you know, JYP wants to make it in America so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So like, it's kind of like, it makes you question, like, to what extent would he go to ensure that, like, his artist would make it?
Oh, it's right. A little sus. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
So he opened up a JYP USA, like, building in New York at one point in 07. He opened up, like, a JYP USA. It looks like it's literally, like, a little storefront. Like, it looks kind of dumb. But he did. He opened it. And he wanted to, that's where he, you know, Jisoo, mm-hmm. He basically wanted him to debut in America.
Mm.
And so him, Jisoo, and like two other, one who was like 15 at the time, they were like really focused on them at JYP USA because they were like, we want them to have a US debut first. Mm-hmm. And R. Kelly was actually supposed to work and produce Jisoo's like debut.
Okay, can you imagine the songs though? Like, they would have been really good songs.
They would have. They honestly, I mean,
with that voice.
Oh my god! I freaking love Golden. but anyways, so, and long story short, I'm happy that he's at with Jay Park and everything's good. But there's like, he's been linked to bringing over idols, his idols, to JYP USA, and then having meetings with R. Kelly. And I'm not putting any like thing in there because I don't know, but I'm just saying R. Kelly sleeps with underage people, and it's very common in the K-pop industry for companies to try to get ahead. So I'm just wondering.
That's like an entertainment sex ring going on.
Seriously. Oh, and like, and people were speculating around JYP because he said that he really only, at one time in an interview, he said that he only sought out trainees under 15. Like, he only wanted to look at trainees under 15. But he said that, like, he only signs them. Here, here's a quote. Like, I only sign kids 15 and younger, and most of them train with me for a minimum of 4 to 7 years before they're ready to be released. So he says it like, I find them young so I can train them. And by the time it's, which isn't weird per se. Like, yeah. I know there's a lot of entertainment groups that find idols when they're really young. But it's just weird. It's just weird that I think just R. Kelly being involved just makes everything way more weird with underage.
Yeah. Because it's like, what was he also putting in JYP's ear?
Yes.
Like, oh, you should look for this, or oh, yeah, we should do that, or.
Mm-hmm.
Did that come out recently? Like, that people are finding that?
Yeah.
I feel like people are so mad at him. They're like, let's bring this man down.
How do we find more? It's not like, it's crazy. And like, honestly, have you seen the R. Kelly documentary?
I've seen parts of it, but I haven't like really watched it.
It's like really sad because it really makes me not want to listen to the songs that now that I know what they're about. Like, he wrote like songs like about his relationships, like Bump and Grind. Like, I don't see nothing wrong. And I'm like, oh, that was a good song. I thought it was about like two consenting adults that were like, hey, there's something wrong with like bumping and grinding. No, we say like, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Even if you're younger than me, that's okay. I don't see nothing wrong.
Age is just a number.
Yeah. He's literally age is just a number, like in a person.
Yeah. Like, it's whatever.
It's just so ill. Yeah. Sorry.
Ugh. Trash.
I'm just like, so much has happened. Have you seen NCT's new comeback? The Japanese comeback?
No. I keep forgetting to watch it. Like, I literally keep forgetting.
You have to watch it after we finish recording. The song is great. What I have a bone to pick with is, I get it, you're gonna have popular members, especially when you have 23, all those is just 127's comeback.
Yeah.
But like, I get it, you know. You would think that in a Japanese comeback, their Japanese member, the one who fluently speaks the language and the culture is Japanese. Maybe get like, you know, throw him a bone. He doesn't get any lines in any of the Korean comebacks, anything. So like, he would think, okay, this is time to shine. Don't get me wrong, he looked fine. Like, it was glorious. He looked great. He had a little like eye tat thing. Like, it was wonderful. But like, dang, can you just like, I don't, and also don't get me wrong, I'm Taeyang's my bias, and like, I would love for him to have like just stare at his face all day, but like, come on now, that's just really dumb.
Yeah, that's not right.
Dumb. And it's not like he can't sing, it's not like he's not talented. He has a beautiful voice. Okay. A beautiful voice, and they gave him like five lines.
That sucks.
It's like,
like, let the other, like, let the new Japanese member in there for, like, a feature.
Oh my gosh, Shotaro's so cute. I want to kill him.
He really is. He's like a little baby.
He is. And then when he like dances all like sexy and like, wait a second. Excuse you, sir. You're an infant. Yeah, but wow. the comeback is actually really good. I'm not a huge fan of like the Japanese comebacks. Mm. And sometimes I don't even know the Japanese comebacks, honestly.
That's true. But
this one actually felt like a normal comeback, but like how any of the other comebacks would be.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it doesn't feel like it's a song that they just be like, oh, Japanese comeback. Like, it actually, like, the quality of the song, like, everything kind of feels like it's a big comeback, you know?
That's good.
Yeah. You need to watch it. You need to watch the music video.
Okay. I will. Sometimes I'm like, I have to be in the mood for music videos. So it's like, I'll wait till there's like several, then I'll just like, okay, I'm going to go through and watch them all. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still haven't watched Kai's. If you remember last episode.
Yeah. No, that is not okay, Catherine.
You can't do it.
You were going to buy a album and you weren't going to watch the music video?
Mm. Yeah. They're sold out now, so.
Katie, you have to.
I'll watch it with NCTs. I'll watch it with NCTs.
I'm honestly shocked right now. That was like a month and a half ago. You haven't watched it? You're just stubborn. Quit being stubborn.
No. It's Kai. Like, when he just looks at the camera, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, get in the back. He's always in the front. Even with XO. Like, get out.
It is solo.
What is he doing here on screen?
Get off the screen.
I'll watch it. I promise. I'll watch it today.
You have to watch. But the next time we record, next Wednesday, you have to. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to quiz you on this music video.
Okay. I'll have my review in.
Good. Guys, you guys hear it here. She said she was going to watch it. It's been like a month and a half since the last time we spoke about this.
Honestly. Taemin, I always have a hard time watching his solos. I don't know why.
That's because Taemin. Okay, so this is the thing. I feel like Kai is like, I feel like they both give off Lucifer vibes, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like with Taemin, when you see him, like he puts off such like a innocent little like shy boy, like, you know, his smile, he just looks very pure, like not like 100% pure, but like, you know what I mean? Like, he just puts off, like, whereas Kai kind of like screams sex.
Nothing
even,
else.
Even though he also kind of has like a more like laid back vibe. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like Taemin's videos are harder because you want him to be just chill and calm. And he's just like, no.
He's just intense. Like, it's just so intense.
And yeah. Like,
hard.
Just too much. And then he had like fire, like he literally is like standing in front of fire as if he was like welcoming you to hell.
Right. Well, there's a picture that I think got posted like yesterday or the day before. It was of Shiny because like their comeback is soon. Yeah. And like you could see the devil in Taemin in that picture. Like you could just see all their personalities in the picture. And I was just like, oh my God, it's him. Like, he wasn't trying to hide it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No, I'm very excited for Shiny's comeback, though.
Yeah.
They're overdue for one, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for SM. They have a lot of cool stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about their new girl group?
No.
So they confirmed that they'll have a new girl group debuting between either this month, the earliest, or next month at the latest.
Wow.
Yeah, which I'm kind of like, you just debuted Aespa and like they haven't really like
done anything.
Or anything yet, yeah. But they did like a leaked list of the members in the new girl group saying it's like either 10 to 12. So it's like another big group. It's like another Girls Generation type.
Oh, I thought you meant ages.
Oh, they're like 10 to 12. Okay. They're coming for the Dreamies title.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be problems. But that's like a big group. That's, I feel like, hard to have a group that big.
Especially girls don't want, they do not get along. Everyone wants to say like, oh, IOI broke up because of like whatever. It's like, okay, I'm sure those bitches fought all the time, but there's no way in hell, like, we're two sorority girls, we know there's no way that you can just get a bunch of women and then like we were able to be separate from each other. They eat, sleep, live, work, practice all together, like all day. That's
and they were forced to be together. They didn't get to like choose each other.
I'm sure there was some like bitch slappage happening.
Oh, for sure. Can you imagine being the manager of a girl group that big?
No,
I'd absolutely. I'd be like, I can't fucking do this.
I hate every one of you. Look at me in my eyes. I hate you.
And they're like, oh, you're so cute, manager.
I will like it. Get out.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just want to know, like, why, what is the thought process of putting out a girl group that big? Or just like, not even a girl group, but like a group in general that big. Like 17 is really fucking big. And I feel like they got really lucky just having like a really good like dynamic.
Yeah.
And working really hard like they do. But it's just like, where would you ever think that like that many people would be effective?
I mean, technically NCT is 23.
That's true. But it's starting to get out of hand with them too.
Yeah. Well, and I think they did like an interesting thing where they kind of like said, these are the songs and like, not every member is going to be on each song, which I think was nice because it kept like
fresh.
Yeah. Like you're like, oh, like I've never seen them like in a group unit together. Like that's fun. Like, you know, so I think that was nice. But like, if you really think about it, the trend lately has been smaller girl groups like Red Velvet and Blackpink. And like, well, I don't know, though, because technically Twice or like ITZY, Aespa or Aespa,
Mamamoo.
They're like smaller groups. The only like big group, I mean, Twice is 9, but like I guess Girls' Generation was like, oh, I guess IOI, but they're not even a thing anymore. But
yeah,
Girls' Generation was like the last time there was like a collection of females.
There has to be something that like, where that many girls in one group works, like some kind of formula, or I don't know. Maybe people like that in Korea. Like they're just like, yes, 10 girls. Like,
yes, finally.
I don't know. I just feel like, why would you ever want to put that many people together?
I don't know. I think though too, maybe they're saying that like, maybe they're thinking it could be easier because there's you increase your chances of like a member picking up and like bringing popularity to the group. It's almost like, okay, you can have a solo artist, but then everyone doesn't like her. And so like you're investing this money in a product basically that, I mean, these are people, not products, but you get what I'm saying. You're investing it into this person, that person flops. You're like, dang it. Whereas you have a group of 12, it's like, okay, that person flops, but this person's solo activities are doing very well and people really, really like her. So it's bringing people to the group because they want to see her, which is increasing the overall popularity. So now that group's on shows and on whatever, which is essentially bringing more money back to them.
So it's quantity like, over quality.
Yeah. It's like they
throw in a bunch of eggs and hope most of them are good.
Yeah. Well, hope something sticks. We throw a bunch of noodles at the wall.
Okay. I see that.
It's very seldom, I feel like, do you have like a group of that size where like every single member is like popular.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like loved.
Yeah. Most definitely. I did see, speaking of girl groups, because I was preparing for like our Instagram and like I was just looking at like the comebacks of this year and it didn't give any dates. This was on, I think it was K Profiles. So like, I don't know like if it's accurate or like where people are getting this information from, but it was like listing like new girl group, new group, blah, blah, blah. And like at the very little bottom, it said Big Hit, new girl group.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And this is what I have been waiting for, but I have very high expectations, which I'm doing to myself, you know.
I feel really bad for a girl group that comes out of Big Hit.
They're also putting out another boy group. That's what it said. It was like boy group, and then you go down and said girl group. I'm like, careful.
I guess at this point, though, like BTS can fly on their own, kind of.
Yeah, they're kind of like their own thing. But the girl group, I just like, they have opportunity. I know we've talked about this before on here, but they have opportunity to be like amazing and like totally like different. And I don't want them to pass up on that.
Yeah.
Like I want these girls to like go hard. Like I want them to like really dance, like boy group level dance.
It's so possible. There's like so many female dancers that I feel like their labels like stop them from dancing.
Yeah.
Or like I feel like they can do, I feel like there's girl groups that can do the choreography of, you know, like a boy group, because, you know, it's quote unquote harder. But yeah, it's like their company is like, well, we have to go for this image. And that really sucks. Because it's like, they can 100%, like Lisa, God forbid, I'm so sorry that she has to like do that awkward little transition where one's standing there, one's on the floor, and like one has both of the girls on either side and do like a weird, awkward hand thing. Like, I feel so bad that that's like all she gets stuck with, or doing some like, now don't get me wrong, the choreography is fun and it's, you know, nice and I'm sure, blah, blah, blah. But like,
yeah,
you have someone who has so much talent and has shown plenty of times that she can do sexy, she can do fun and cute, she can do like serious, like she can do all this range of dancing, but they continuously put her in like this weird like pop hip hop, but like not really hip hop, like dances. And it's like, or like Momo, like I fucking feel like Momo would like break it down.
Momo is just being repressed, like in general, like her singing voice, her dance skills, like all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to break out. Free Momo. Free Momo 2021. Do you know who is free?
Who?
Kim Yoo-kyo!
Oh.
Yes, he's free from JYP. And so AOMG dropped a coming up next teaser film. And in the film, there's a man who is like on, like you see him from like a distance. And people are like, they're not 100% that it's Yugyeom, but they're like pretty convinced that the man that's in the thingy is Yugyeom. But I just cannot.
Do they have a mushroom haircut? Because that's definitely Yugyeom.
We have like neon yellow hair. No, but like the way that the camera shot, like you can really just kind of see like a jawline. Mm. And he has a hat on.
Ooh. But like people, he does for all his dance videos.
Well, people are like, we think it's Yugyeom because one, like, why, like coming up next, like they had just announced that he joined. So like, what if this is like, here's our newest member.
It has to be him. There's no way. There's no other way.
So,
I just love it. That's like the biggest slap in the face to JYP.
Seriously. It's like, oh my, it's like 100%. I'm like rewatching it just to make sure. And it's like,
totally is it on Instagram?
No, it's on their like little YouTube channel, AOMG's YouTube channel.
Oh. Apparently I've been like avoiding or ignoring my YouTube.
It has to be him. I don't understand. Let me see.
Okay, I see it.
I'm gonna be really sad.
Oh shit. Someone said in the comments, full brightness zooming just to see his face on their phone. Calm down, people.
People need to know.
Wow. When does it say? 2:19. That's literally in 2 days.
I know. We're trying to see
tomorrow, because that's Korea time. You get to find out tomorrow.
Stop it. I'm not gonna sleep. I'm just kidding.
Oh, they posted that 2 hours ago. Oh my gosh.
Listen, we're excited here at this house. This house, we love Yugyeom. We are excited for him.
It says, my eyes want to believe it's Yugyeom. My heart wants to believe it's Yugyeom. If it isn't Yugyeom, I'm going to just meet myself out of the universe.
Oh, God. And then one of these girls commented, like, if this is not Yu-Yu, I'm going to be so embarrassed. That's more like it.
Sorry, reading the comments, laughing. You know how GOT7 loves to, like, make fun of us.
Yes, they do.
Oh, speaking of comebacks, this is the one thing I wanted to talk about. If we didn't talk about anything else. What time is today's date? 17th? It is February 17th, 2021, and we've yet to have a G-Dragon comeback. And he's posted on Instagram. What is he doing? The picture he posted yesterday was him, like, driving in a car, and I was like, get your ass in a studio. Why are you here? Why are you in this car right now?
Well, apparently he's not coming back. He's just like, listen, I'm over it.
We were promised at the end of the year. Last year.
Maybe he meant a year from then.
No, what is he doing? What does he need to be doing to prepare this long? Stop painting. Just make a fucking song.
Stop making jean jacket designs. Just.
I'm not even asking for like a Big Bang comeback. I'm just asking for a solo comeback.
But you're asking it from like the king of like K-pop.
I know.
He knows that people are going to wait for it. And like, he knows that when it happens, it's going, like, he knows that he's like Beyonce. Like, she can just drop a whole album and not have to worry about like, will this do well? Should I have mentioned it? Should I have like,
yeah.
So he knows like, any given second, he could just release something and be like, okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no warning, no nothing. Just, I'm me, and this is my song, and I wrote it, and here you go. People be like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever, Grammy! Like, you know what I mean?
It's really annoying. I'm annoyed every day. Something's not out.
It's coming, okay?
It's not gonna come. It's not coming.
Well, not with that attitude.
Literally, Yu-Gi-Oh! left a company, joined another company, and is having a comeback all before G-Dragon comes out with something new after getting out of the military. And this has been like several years.
Okay, but Yu-Gi-Oh!'s a young little whippersnapper.
It's true. He's eager. A little eager beater.
He's probably like tired of fucking everybody. He's like, get the fuck out of my face. I will kill you all.
Okay.
He just has diva fits.
They just let him have it. Go to the corner, Yu-Gi-Oh. Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So hopefully by next week when we record our next episode, I can say a little thing, well, something more on G-Dragon, his comeback, because
this will be your thing. Starting this episode, it's going to be the countdown, and every day you'll be like, okay, another 7 days, that'll come back. Okay, another 14 days. Okay. You'll just keep track for us, Katie. You'll just keep track for us.
I didn't know he was going to be this difficult before I biased him. Like, nobody told me.
I mean, you should have looked at him and noticed that he was going to be a little bit more difficult.
And if G-Dragon, if you're listening to this.
By the grace of God, if G-Dragon is listening to this episode.
If you could bring back the green hair, that would be great. Thank you.
Greatly appreciated.
Yes, thanks. If you can manage, you know, I don't want to stress you out.
Not too much to ask.
Just the green hair, but it goes like this in your face. Yeah, like that.
I cannot with you.
It does something to me. I don't know what it is. It just does something.
Oh, Lord.
Well, that's it for this episode, guys. And if we've left anything out, anything you want us to mention for our next episode, go ahead and follow us. Find us on Instagram at The Stands Next Door. And you can send us a DM, comment on one of our posts. We'll definitely take care of that for you. And make sure we are under a studio. So make sure to head on over to our studio, which is the Daydream Media Studio. You can follow them on Instagram. You can go to their website, which is super cute. It's done real nice, newly updated. It's the daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And there you will find this podcast and all the other podcasts under them. Lots of fun stuff there. So make sure to follow everybody. Yeah. And we'll be back next week with more K-pop stuff.
K-pop content. Yes, yes.
Okay. Right. Bye, guys.
Bye.